The Sudbury Wolves came alive in the third period of their Thursday night road game against the Peterborough Petes, scoring 3 goals in the final frame and skating to a 6-4 win. The teams were evenly matched in terms of shots on goal, with 35 for the Petes to 33 for the Wolves. Neither team was able to capitalize on power play opportunities, with each going 0-3. The Petes drew first blood at 4:13 of the first off the stick of Tommy Perdeller. But the Wolves got it back 8 seconds later after Quentin Musty fed Evan Conyon, who scored his 5th of the season, to even it up at 1-1. At 11:08, Peterborough would retake the lead when Sahil Panwar scored his 5th of the season to make it a 2-1 Petes game. The Pack would knot it up again early in the second period, though, after Musty earned his 2nd assist of the game to feed David Goyette, who scored his 13th of the season. Perdeller would score for the Petes at 7:44 of the second to give Peterborough the lead once again, 3-2. Peterborough would make it a 2-goal lead at 16:56 of the second thanks to Connor Lockhart scoring his 9th of the season. With the Petes up 4-2, the Wolves would manage to narrow the lead a minute later after Jacob Holmes and Ethan Larmond would team up to feed Nick DeGrazia, who scored his 7th of the season. The third period opened with the Wolves down 4-3, but it wouldn't stay that way for long. At 3:58 of the third, Conyon would pick up his 6th goal of the season, with Musty earning his 3rd assist of the game, to tie the game at 4-4. At 12:12 of the third, Conyon would complete his hat trick, scoring his 7th of the season, with Goyette getting the helper, and the Wolves would take the lead, 5-4. The Pack wasn't done yet, though. At 14:21, Alex Ferrand would score his 10th of the season, assists, Jakub Kromiak and Kocha Delic, to make it a 6-4 Wolves game, which is where it would stay. The win improves the Wolves' record to 7-1-0-2-0, good enough for 7th in the OHL's Eastern Conference and 16th overall. The Wolves continue their road swing this weekend, taking on the Kingston Frontenacs tonight and then paying a visit to the Ottawa 67s on Sunday. They return home November 30th to take on the North Bay Battalion.